Donald Trump gave a 34-minute speech to his supporters in Plattsburgh. He talked on his regular themes, building a wall to control illegal immigrants and revamping trade deals. He also exhorted people to vote on primary day, for him, of course, and listed what makes New York values great after excoriating rival Ted Cruz for his denigrating comments referring to New York values.
We see it in our work ethic, because the New York work ethic, and you hear it all the time, the energy that we have in New York. You see it in a family, and you see it, another one, you see it in the vibrance of our people. Our people are vibrant. Our people are loving people. We're builders. We make things. We have courage, and we love our community, and that's what New York values is.
Now, the crowd responded to border and immigration issues. Plattsburgh is only 25 miles from the Canadian border. Only one protester left the crowd, and that was a very minimal incident compared to other Donald Trump rallies. Now, Trump spent about 15 minutes at the end of his speech signing autographs before leaving for his next speech in Hartford, Connecticut. He is also scheduled to speak in Syracuse and Watertown later this weekend.
What kind of local Republican support or party officials were there to greet Trump, if any?
I saw the vice chairman of the local GOP. The chairman was out of town and could not attend and had said he would have liked to. The mayor was also in town. The mayor technically is an independent, but he is endorsed by the Republicans. And the vice chair of the GOP did say that there were other Republican officials back in the VIP section. I did see Mr. Sweeney. There were others, but I didn't necessarily see them in the midst of the crowd.